The Fairfield County Live and Local, presented by the Sono Collection, 95.9 The Fox. I'm John Kamal, and I am joined by Paul Clark and Ron Clark from the Paul Clark Project. They've got a new album out right now, Sown from the Same Seed, been out since the 1st of August. Guys, thank you for coming. Thanks for putting this together.
Well, thank you for having us. Yeah, it's really nice to be here, and greatly appreciate you having us here.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you interrupting your workday to come and do this. Honestly, both of you guys. I mean, Ron, you've got to be working right now too, right?
Yeah, well, I worked last night. I was in the ER last night, so.
Oh, I got you.
I worked on the evening shift, so.
All right. Well, so, yeah, so, I mean, a little bit of background on you guys. I mean, you know, Ron, you've got it right there in your name, but, you know, Ron Clark, MD, you're a doctor. And Paul, you know, the titular member of the Paul Clark Project, you are an LCSW, a licensed clinical social worker.
I am. Yeah.
And the first thing that I notice when I go to the website is that it says right there, it says promoting mental wellness through the healing power of music. So I guess to start off with, talk about the inspiration that mental health treatment and education has had on your music and on this latest album.
So for me, that really goes back to a little bit over 20 years ago, when I was first diagnosed with bipolar 1 disorder. I was a senior in college, and it was a challenging time in my life. And you know, music was, you know, became you know, music became the thing that I turned to, you know, for comfort, and eventually it became an outlet for me, a positive outlet, a creative outlet. You know, eventually it gave me, you know, it became a way for me to heal, you know, over time. And, you know, at that point in my life, I was not really a musician. I was a college basketball player. Actually, I was captain of the men's basketball team at the University of New England in Biddeford, Maine, and
collegiate. Nice. Okay. Yes.
So I was living, you know, prior to that, I had no pre-existing symptoms of any mental illness or mental health issue. I was just kind of a student athlete in college. I came, you know, from a loving family. I had friends. I did well. And one day I pretty much woke up and I was different. And I've never been the same since. And for me, you know, I played at a Division III college, so I wasn't headed to the NBA. If I was a little bit bigger, I probably could have played in Europe. But
sure,
that was kind of the end of the road for me. And I also, at the beginning of that, the beginning of my senior year, you know, things were changing for me. You know, as a 22-year-old young adult, and also, you know, having to face this kind of new diagnosis and being challenged with, you know, something that I never had to deal with before in my life. And I didn't know anybody else at that point in my life who had to deal with or who went through what I was going through. Wow. And music was what I turned to, you know, and eventually, you know, I had started singing like when I was 5 years old in church and took piano lessons in third grade and started playing the saxophone in fifth grade. Ronald and I actually both played the saxophone in middle school, and our band teacher was Bill Rhodes, who is Randy Rhodes's father.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. Everybody who went to Memorial kind of had that piece of rock and roll history. And, wow. You know, luckily or fortunately, I was able to learn how to play music from Randy Rhodes' father. And he retired after my seventh grade year. So that was kind of So he taught us for me anyway, my class, 3 years. And I remember in seventh grade, he said, "You could play music, make a living, and have a lot of fun." And, you know, he was trying to give me some encouragement. He was trying to give some encouragement to continue to play on. But once I got to high school, I was kind of focused on basketball at that point, and then later picked up guitar again.
Well, so that's what I was wondering. Now, at what point did you pick up guitar and really start the process of writing your own songs? You said you'd been a singer since you were a young kid, but when you got your initial diagnosis senior year of college, you said you weren't quite a musician yet. When did that switch happen?
Yeah, so I bought my first guitar when I was 16. I actually broke my foot playing basketball that summer, and I wanted to, you know, I couldn't really do much. I could swim, and so I bought my first guitar at 16, but then I didn't really start playing much until, you know, after everything I went through, my first manic episode, the fall semester of my senior year in college, so that would have been September of 2000.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I probably started putting some time in on my guitar like that winter, so the winter of 2001, and that's when I had been writing. At that point, I had been writing a lot of poetry, so I was kind of a writer more than a guitarist or a musician, and then I just started, you know, playing more and more on guitar. And that's when I kind of, you know, have on my website and my bio that I started to weave some melodies in between my writing and the lyrics that I was writing. And, you know, initially every songwriter will tell you that it's not, you know, every song isn't great. You know, so there was definitely a learning curve and a process. I know you play guitar a bit, so you've probably do you play? I know you play guitar. Do you write?
I do.
Write too, or?
You know, I mean, not nearly as much as I used to. You know, what I'm saying? And a kid, you know, having a kid puts a damper on the music career. But I still love playing. So we talked about Paul. You know, obviously you being the main songwriter of this project, your history with playing guitar, a little bit about me playing guitar. I never get to talk on this show, by the way. Thank you for asking me about that.
Yeah, sure.
But Ron, we got to get you into this conversation, man. Now, what is your involvement exactly with the Paul Clark Project?
Sure. So for the Paul Clark Project and this album, Sown from the Same Seed, I'm the executive producer. I also sing backing vocals on many of the songs as well. So I've been part of Paul's process since the beginning. And again, as his older brother, you know, he's my little brother and I support him, but it's nice for us to do the music together and for me to see Paul's lyrics kind of come to life. That's kind of the highlight for me, is Paul will show me lyrics for a song that he just thought of for either a life experience or something that happened. He starts writing the lyrics. He puts it down. He puts it down with, you know, usually with his guitar to start with. And he says, I think I need a little bass. I need a little keyboard, a little drums. And all of a sudden the music comes to life, which is a wonderful thing to see. And, you know, as his brother and as the ER doc, where, you know, I'm deal with mental illness on a daily basis in the ER right now, the Hospital of Central Connecticut, where I work, there's probably 10, 15 people with mental illness. And I look at Paul and his music as his outlet. It's his hope. It's his outlet. It's his positive release. I'm very proud of him and proud to be part of it. So I can be a little difficult sometimes during the recordings because I'm the guy who says it sounds good or it doesn't. And sometimes, you know, the drummer or the keyboardist, you know, have to lay it down again. And but we work together, and it's been a fun process over the last few years as we're putting together Sown from the Same Seed. And, you know, I support his music and I support him. And I feel like it's really a positive outlook for him. And it's something that, you know, we can do together. We have other family members who are on the album as well. My cousin Steven plays keyboard. And, you know, Paul's friend Brian is legally blind and he's the bassist. Wow. People don't know that. But, you know, there's some unique aspects of Paul's music that are very beautiful. And just the fact that he can have this release and, you know, write music and share it with other people. You know, a lot of times, particularly for mental illness, you know, people live in the dark. They live in the shadows, John. They're not They don't talk about it. They usually suffer in silence. You know, I get them in crisis in the ER, and I feel like for Paul, music is his healing, ability, and it's the healing power of music. And we strongly both believe in that, along with the other people on the album and a lot of Paul's friends and family that, you know, I'm a big proponent. I like all kinds of music. I'm into a little bit of everything. Yeah. And people look for something to make them feel better and feel positive about themselves. And I feel like Someone from the Same Seed is one of those things. It's one of Paul's projects that he's done, and it's our first full-length album that's released. And, I'm just proud to be a part of it, but more proud of Paul that he's using his mind and his efforts and his activities to do something positive for himself and outreach to other people too, because there's people that contact him. People don't realize that mental illness is, hey, you gave me some hope. You know, I connected with your songs, and it's a very powerful thing. Particularly music is one of those things where, you know, in life, music kind of connects everybody. I know, John, you're in the music business and you outreach to a lot of different people, and you just don't know what somebody's going through on a daily basis, but music generally makes people feel better about themselves.
No, absolutely. I mean, do you guys have off of just this project yourselves, a particular song that speaks to you? And I'd love to hear an answer from both of you guys on that one too, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's Consciousness is the song that I like, and that, just speaks to me about being conscious with your behavior and your actions. And it's a beautiful song. And we just came out with a video for it as well, which is very touching. And, we're going to release it very soon. And it is a touching song for me. So I like that song. Paul has it in a regular version and also an acoustic version that was the studio outtake. Nice. That we just kind of did, and we laid it down. And at the end of it, George Butterick, the person who was the sound engineer that helped us in the studio, said, hey, that sounds pretty good. And we kept it because it was just one of the studio outtakes that Paul was just playing, and it just sounded great.
Track one off the album, right?
Track one off the album, yeah. Right. It's one of the lead song on the album, and there's acoustic version as well. It's very cool, and it's just, again, it's the highlight of my life to see Paul do well and have his music come to life. After, remember, I see it from the words written on a piece of paper and all the way to the music with the instruments and the melody and the cadence, and the whole thing is just a wonder to watch.
Paul, what about you? You have a favorite song off this album?
I have, I think it's hard to pick just one, but I would say
you have 12 favorite songs off.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
I do like Consciousness. I like the meaning behind it. I like where that came from, Peace of Mind. And then I really do like Standing in the Trees too. Probably out of the three, Peace of Mind is up there. And then I would say a tie between Consciousness and Standing in the Trees.
What is it about Peace of Mind that you enjoy so much? Is it just the way that it came out in the recording, or is it something to do with the song itself?
I like the flow of the song, and I like the lyrics for sure in Peace of Mind and the chorus as well. Yeah, it's kind of the whole piece with that track for sure.
Beautiful. Now I went to your website, Paul Clark Project, and one of the tabs that popped up there was really interesting to me. It's a project that you guys are involved in, Sing Above the Stigma, which of course, you know, mental health being such a major theme of both of your, you know, both of your careers, and obviously of the work behind this album. Talk to me about Sing Above the Stigma. What is that exactly?
So Sing Above the Stigma is something, an idea that I came up with in 2017 when I released my first, it was my first EP that I kind of put out on the internet. Up until then, I was kind of underground for the most part. I didn't have an Instagram account. I didn't have Facebook, and this was 2017. So I was a little bit late behind the curve, but just with everything that I had been through up until that point in my life, I didn't want to engage in social media because because I was, because of what I was going through and because of what I went through, and I didn't know what people knew. Like, I had a lot of fear and a lot of self-stigma that I was living with and dealing with. But in 2017, I finished my second EP, Northern Lights. And when I released that, I was kind of designing and building my website. And I just came up with the idea of, I am making it, you know, part of my life's work to help to destigmatize mental illness and hopefully end, you know, stigma surrounding and attached to mental health related issues. So that's kind of where Sing, and I just thought of Sing Above the Stigma, you know, kind of that there are other initiatives out there and other, you know, I think there's like Rise Above, some not mental health related, but Rise Above. There's, you know, there's different initiatives, but Sing Above the Stigma kind of had a little ring to it. And then, you know, what I envision is being, you know, a grassroots initiative. And one of my goals with Sing Above the Stigma is to turn it into a nonprofit in the future. And then hopefully, you know, raise funding and do that type of work, you know, in working with smaller, smaller nonprofits and smaller grassroots initiatives around mental health. And also the healing power of music. Like, there's a few things that I've thought about was having like maybe a small like music festival or something like that set around, you know, singing above the stigma, you know.
Oh, you got to talk to me about that, man. I'm your guy. I'm your guy for that whole thing. You let me know. You just say the word go.
And there's,
I'll put that all together.
And there's so many people out there that are living, so like when I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, I didn't know one person in my life ever up until that point in time that was living with bipolar disorder. And I had a couple friends when I was younger who had depression, and maybe, you know, there were a few people that we knew, unfortunately, growing up who had died, you know, prematurely. And, you know, but up until that point in time, like, things are way different in 2022 regarding mental health than they were in 2000.
Yeah.
You know, and things, you know, it wasn't as bad back then as it was in 1950,
sure,
but it's a lot different today than it was even 20 years ago. And, you know, so, but now it's like, everybody knows, there's celebrities, there's a lot of musicians that deal with mental illness, you know, and that addiction and all that. We know the stories, but it's not just with celebrities and famous musicians. It's all of us. Mental illness does not discriminate. And that is a big thing for people, I think, to, for me anyway, when I realized that. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what your background is, you know, mental illness doesn't discriminate. So I think, you know, doing something like that, you know, concert in the future, and we can talk about that too, John.
Sure.
That'd be awesome.
That would be cool. And then to raise, you know, to raise, you know, have like a benefit concert or something like that. That's another part of this. But another part of Sing Above the Stigma for me is one thing that I want to do with the music. Now that I have, remember, 20 years ago, I said I want to be on the stage. I could play a couple chords. I had a couple of things written in my notebook, but it wasn't music. You know, I really, over the years, I mean, I'm a self-taught guitarist. You know, I played music, you know, not, you know, in middle school. That was my education with music. And then, you know, I could count and I could read a little bit, but I really am a self-taught guitarist. And, you know, the past 20 years, all the things that I've went through, all the hospitalizations that I've had, like all the things that nobody sees, music was always there for me. Yeah. And it helped me kind of get, you know, get and stay on the road to recovery.
Well, I mean, it's a great thing that you guys have put together, not just this, you know, not just, you know, the music with the Paul Clark Project, but also, you know, this Sing Above the Stigma. I can't say it enough. If you're watching or listening to this right now, you go to the paulclarkproject.com, click on that tab. There's a bunch of links to some great resources. But also just get this album, dude. Get Sown from the Same Seed. It's just a message of positivity and you know, and ending the stigma. And I'm happy to be saying, I'm happy to be talking to you guys, and I'm happy to say that we're going to play a couple songs off of that this Sunday, 9 p.m. on 95.9 The Fox. I think I've got, what do I have? I have Standing Among the Trees. I've got them all written down on my other computer, but I've got three songs from the Paul Clark Project that we're going to be playing. And one of them, in fact, is Peace of Mind, which we've been playing over the last couple of weeks. Guys, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me today. Like I said, Sunday, 9 p.m. on 95.9 The Fox. We're going to hear some of this music. Do we get to see you live anytime soon?
I'm working on that.
Yeah, I've had a few just local gigs here. There was a farm festival at Whitegate Farm in East Lyme a couple weeks back, and my friend Brian and I, who played bass on the album, we play. We usually do a couple farmers markets, a summer. So we played the Waterford Farmers Market 2 weeks ago. And then we have a monthly gig on. It's an online gig that we started during COVID. So we play the fourth Friday of the month. That's hosted by the Radio K Foundation. So that's some place to check us out.
Nice.
Online. Yeah. So,
well, thank you guys so much for coming in today. Well, for coming in today. But you know, for taking time out of your day, your work day, no less, to talk to me. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys do. And listen, call me about that music festival idea. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Hey, John, yeah. We really appreciate you supporting the music and supporting Paul's message, because, again, that healing power music and the fact that, you know, you're behind us, we appreciate that, because, you know, obviously you're a great musical talent yourself. Wow. And we appreciate the fact that you're supportive of the project, because, again, there's very few artists and very few people that share their personal side of them. Yeah. And Paul does that, and that can be vulnerable sometimes, but it can also be empowering. And, you know, that's a special thing that Paul has with his listeners, knowing where he's from and where he's going and the positive healing power of music. So we appreciate all your help and your support getting the message out.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's a great message. Thank you, guys. Hopefully we got a chance to talk again soon. Paul Clark Project, look it up. New album, Sown from the Same Seed, streaming right now.